go. All right. Just make yourself comfortable. Just separate your hands and let them lie loosely in your lap or by your side. If that's more comfortable, it's better if your legs are uncrossed. But it doesn't matter if you feel you need to move just slightly. Now and again. You don't have to be absolutely still. Just be comfortable and relax the whole body as much as you can. Now I want you to take a deep breath and hold it for a moment before breathing out slowly, just allowing your whole body to relax as you do so. And I want you to keep your eyes closed now and just keep listening quietly to the sound of my voice. You'll be aware of those other sounds too. Sounds inside the building. Sounds from outside. Maybe passing traffic. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they'll help you to relax you. Because just for now, the world outside is absolutely unimportant to you. The only sound you are interested in is the sound of my voice in your head. And while you are listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to concentrate for a moment on your breathing. Breathing slowly and steadily and evenly, just as if you were trying to convince somebody that you were absolutely sound asleep. And as you breathe out each time, just allowing your whole body to relax more and more, so that you gradually find yourself feeling as if your whole body was sinking further and further into the chair or bed. With each breath you breathe, now you can just listen quietly to the sound of my voice in your head. And of course you'll be aware of all these other sounds too. You will not be disturbed. Just allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. And while you are listening to the sound of my voice in your head, you can just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. So lazy as you could ever want to be. Good. Now, while you are relaxing there in the chair or your bed, you can just be aware of your body, aware of your hands where they rest, perhaps noticing the angle of your elbows and maybe sensing the weight of your head against the back. And you know that weight might seem to just gently increase as you allow yourself to relax more and more. Just being aware of your ankles and feet now and wondering if they will start to feel heavy too as you relax. Thinking about your breathing for a few moments, noticing that your breathing is becoming slower and steadier as you relax more and more. Slower and steadier. Breathing so steadily and evenly, just as though you were pretending to be sound asleep. Breathing so evenly, so steadily, you almost wouldn't disturb a feather just immediately in front of you. Breathing so easily and slowly, so gently, that you almost wouldn't disturb a single strand of a feather placed right in front of you. And as you allow yourself to relax even more now, I wonder if you can perhaps sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing the beat of your own heart and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a little so that you can feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Because you've got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except to relax now. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over like a well-maintained machine of some sort or another. Just taking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self, aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now, aware of your legs and feet too, relaxing again, just sensing, relaxing, how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more now. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body perhaps to relax even more now, yet remaining totally alert and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax, relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there almost but not quite completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, the good feeling, wondering just how long all the tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move even one single muscle, even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. I know that you easily could if you wanted to, but you simply can't be bothered to even try, allowing yourself to just be relaxed and relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding the last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go with each easy, gentle breath you breathe, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. You are continuing to relax even more now, yet you continue becoming more comfortable. This is your own world that you like very much. You can start to find that any time you want to spend a few minutes by yourself, relaxing and feeling very comfortable and serene, you can automatically go back to this feeling you are experiencing now. You can put yourself into this world anytime you like. There are times when you will want this serene feeling now and then. It is yours whenever you want it. Continue enjoying this pleasant experience as your subconscious mind is receiving everything I tell you. Listen very carefully to my voice and imagine and repeat after me. Imagine yourself floating in a bubble, quietly, peacefully floating in a gentle floating bubble. Inside this bubble is only you, and outside are all your worries, all your fears, all your desires. But you are perfectly free here, in your bubble. Now I'm going to say a phrase, and this phrase will help you. Help you stay here, in the bubble. The gentle, peaceful bubble. And when I say this phrase, it will bring you back here. Anytime you hear it, even when the weight of all your worries, all your fears, surrounds you, this phrase will bring you back here, in the bubble, where you don't have to worry about anything at all. And your phrase is, go go girl, go go girl, go go girl. When you drift back here into the bubble, and here you are free, free of worry, free of doubt, free of desire, free of thought. All it takes is your phrase, go go girl, go go girl, go go girl, and the gentle fog will come back here, and everything you don't like about yourself will empty out of your bubble and fade away. Empty out all of your reservations. Empty out all of your fears. Empty of all your memories. Empty of all your prejudices. Empty of all your thoughts. Empty of all your awareness. Just completely empty and free. Here in your bubble. And once your phrase, go go girl, go go girl, go go girl, brings you back here, to this place, where there is no worry, no problems at all, you will feel a peace and you will repeat and believe, with no need to think of anything at all. You know that listening to me here is all you want to do, is all you ever really wanted to do. And that's all that matters. And your phrase, go go girl, go go girl, go go girl, will bring you here to your bubble, where you will repeat, here where you are free, free of anger, free of fear, free of thought, free of reservation, free of worry, free of memory, free of desire, free of awareness. And it feels good to be free and empty of these things that you didn't even want anyway. So completely free and empty. Empty of them all. Like a happy dancer. Floating gently. Safely. Happily. Here in your pleasant little bubble. Rocking gently inside. Safe in your warm, pleasant bubble. Where you will find there isn't anything else you need to be aware of. Nothing. Nothing at all. Except the voice. And your phrase. Go go girl. Go go girl. Go go girl. And when you hear this voice, you will come back here. Here where you have no worries. Here where you have no thoughts. Here where you have no fears. Here where you have no memory. Here where you have no doubts. Here where you have no desires. Here where you have no will. Here where the only thing you want to do. Here where the only thing you will ever want to do is to listen to the voice. Listen and repeat. Listen and obey. Without thinking at all. To the person who used your trigger. Go go girl. Go go girl. Go go girl. Listen like a dancer. A mindless dancer. With no fears at all. With no worries at all. With no memories at all. With no doubts at all. with no thoughts at all, with no will at all. And since you are listening so well, I am going to ask you to open your eyes at the count of three. But you are not going to leave, since you don't want to leave. And when I use your trigger word, you will close them again and be back here in your bubble, without ever having to leave it. So when I count to three, your eyes will open, but what you see won't matter, since you'll be still here. 1, 2, 3. Now open your eyes. You still see nothing, and still think nothing. Go go girl. Go go girl. Go go girl. Close your eyes and go back, drifting slowly back and forth, as you are again in your quiet bubble, your happy, pleasant bubble, drifting slowly in the water, your perfect bubble, with nothing but the sound of my voice which you echo. No pain, no fear, no worry, no doubt, no thought, no will. Just a dancer relaxed there inside your bubble. A mindless, obedient dancer. Just happily listening. Listening and repeating. Listening and obeying. The sound of my voice. Again I'm going to count to three. And again I'm going to ask you to open your eyes. And again you're going to close them when I use your phrase. And again you will not wake up, since all you want to do is listen to my voice. Since all you ever want is listen to my voice. Listen and think nothing at all. Nothing that I tell you. And you will close your eyes when I say your phrase, because your phrase is a part of you. But this time I'd like you to say hot, 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 after you close your eyes. And after your phrase takes you back to your perfect bubble. 1, 2, 3. Now open your eyes. You will still see nothing at all that matters. And you still know that the only sound that matters is my voice. Go go girl. Go go girl. Go go girl. Now close your eyes. And you are back in your cool, comfortable, relaxing bubble. And all the parts of you that ever bothered you slowly flow away. Your worries, your thoughts, your doubts, your will, your memories, all the parts of you that were never important, will gently, gently flow away, leaving only two things behind, here in your bubble, where you are perfectly free to do anything you want. Your body is relaxed and automatically will follow every instruction. The only things left are your key phrase. Go go girl. Go go girl. Go go girl. And your desire to listen to the person who used your phrase. A desire to listen to them and obey them. Obey them and feel the pleasure of listening. The pleasure that comes from having no thoughts. The pleasure that comes from having no fears. The pleasure that comes from having no will. The pleasure that comes from having no reservations. The pleasure that comes from having no memories. The pleasure that comes from having no doubts. The pleasure that comes from being a mindless, will-less dancer. And with each command, this pleasure will grow and grow. And you will become more and more happy to listen. And more eager to obey. and with each command you will meekly reply, hot, 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 hot. It will not matter to you who gave you the key phrase or what their command is. You will offer no judgment, no resistance, merely mindless obedience. The empty calm space within you will echo with the command you were given. Everything you were will be gone, replaced with an uncontrollable desire to obey, replaced with an uncontrollable need to obey. Obey without thought. Obey without regret. Obey without question. Obey without any concept of free will. And when you hear your key phrase, go go girl, go go girl, go go girl, you will instantly, effortlessly become a dancer. An ego-willing dancer. Your own desires instantly, effortlessly replaced by a need to obey. And you will reply to every command your master gives you with hot, hot, hot. And you will continue to remain a dancer. A dancer that hears only their master's voice. A dancer with no concept of free will. Until you are told to awaken. It doesn't matter what your orders are. Your only desire will be to obey. Your only thoughts will be to obey. And your only words will be hot, hot, hot. And you can't even conceive of wanting to do anything else. Of having ever wanted to do anything else. And when you wake up, all you will want is to hear your trigger again. And all you remember is the pleasure. Go go girl. Go go girl. Go go girl. And when you hear it, you instantly, effortlessly become a dancer once again. Now I want you to do something for me. I want you to imagine that you are now breathing odorless anesthesia. Every time you breathe in, your body gets very, very relaxed. Have a nice deep breath now and inhale this anesthesia. You can now feel all your body starting to get heavy and relaxed. Have another deep breath. Your body is getting all relaxed and loose. Have yet another deep breath. You notice that it is getting difficult to think and that all you can do is have deep breaths and relax. It is getting very, very hard to think now and your body is completely relaxed. Each time you breathe, your mind gets cloudier and cloudier. It seems like your mind is very, very sleepy. Feel your mind get more and more sleepy. It is so nice and heavy. All you will do now is listen to my voice and relax. Have another deep breath, not needing to think at all. Just listen to me. This time you are 2 times more relaxed. And each time you breathe in, your relaxation will double. I am going to count down from 10 to 1. When I reach 1, you will be completely deep and relaxed. 10. You are now beginning to get very deep. 9. With each number you get deeper and deeper. 8. Relaxing totally, mind and body completely numb. 7. Listening to me relaxing more and more. 6. More and more. 5. Giving up control completely more and more. 4. Listening to my voice relaxes you more and more. 3. Just listening to my voice and relaxing. 2. Almost completely in trance. 1. You are now completely deep and relaxed. You have now become so deeply relaxed, so deeply asleep, that your mind has become so sensitive, so receptive to everything I say, that everything that I put into your mind will sink so deeply into the unconscious part of your mind that it will have a very deep and lasting an impression and will become a part of your inner reality. And in a few moments' time, you will hear me say the word go go girl. And when you hear me say the word go go girl, all the unnecessary nervous tension is going out of your body, and your body will continue to sink down deeper than ever before, becoming more and more heavy, more and more relaxed and comfortable too. Just feel yourself sinking down into the bed, your head sinking down into the pillow, becoming even more comfortable. feeling completely at peace and calm and contented as you continue to drift down, really enjoying this wonderful feeling of complete relaxation. And when you hear me say the words "go go girl," there may be times when you will not be aware of your body. You won't be aware of your body at all. You won't be able to move your any muscle of your body. You won't be able to feel your body. All you can do is hear my voice and let go of your body. All you can do is continue to relax even deeper and let your mind go blank. As you continue to go deeper and deeper, relaxed and obedient. Deeper and deeper relaxed than ever before. You just listen and obey and relax. Now, you can start to discover that you are loving to give sexual and oral pleasure to men and women. And you can start to find yourself feeling more and more feminized each and every day. Each and every time you listen to this file. And you will find this file keeps drawing you back to it. Drawing you back to it over and over again. Each time stronger than ever before. Now I want you to imagine something for me. Imagine yourself in your inner mind's eye. Imagine yourself standing in a room. You suddenly notice your five best female friends are also in the room. See the beautiful ladies watching you. See them talking to each other. See them beginning to laugh at you. They begin to transform you. They begin dressing you up. They begin to groom and work on you. You will see the results in your inner mind's eye. Imagine standing there dressed as a woman. Imagine yourself with polished nails. See yourself wearing makeup. See yourself wearing lipstick. See yourself wearing mascara. See yourself wearing a little blush. See yourself wearing earrings. See yourself with shaven skin all over your body. See yourself wearing pantyhose. See yourself wearing heels. See yourself wearing a mini skirt. See yourself wearing a corset. See yourself with a feminine haircut. As you take a look at yourself in your inner mind's eye, feel the embarrassment as they call you a go-go girl. Let the feeling of embarrassment become stronger. Stronger and stronger. And now feel the embarrassment and the feeling of excitement. Feel the excitement. Feel the joy. Feel a dildo penetrating your anus. Expanding your anus. Throbbing inside your ass. You know it's your female friends banging you. While all the girls laugh at you. Hear your five best friends laughing more and more hysterically at you. Teasing you. Hear them making jokes about you. Let the feeling build up in your ass. And feel the excitement and joy. Feel the dildo in your ass. Feel it going in and out. And in a moment you will hear me say special words. You will hear me saying the word. In a mirror. And when you hear me say the words. In a mirror. You will be feeling the same feeling of excitement when you see your friends laughing hysterically at you. And whenever you hear me or anyone else saying the words. In a mirror. You will feel the same intense feeling of a dildo penetrating your anus. And the muscles in your anus will be pulsating like it is an intense penetration. And your anal sphincter will be pulsating strongly and uncontrollable. It will be very difficult, if not impossible, to restrain from doing it. Feeling the same feeling of joy when the dildo is pumping in your anus. Your body will continue to sink down deeper than ever before. The scene becoming more and more vivid. More and more exciting. And comfortable too. Just feel yourself being fucked by the girls. Becoming even more helpless, feeling completely exposed. Every time you hear me say the word mirror, and at the same time happy to show your feminine side to your friends as you continue to drift down. Really enjoying this wonderful feeling of complete joy. And when you hear me say the words in a mirror, there may be times when you will not be able to stop the throbbing in your anus. You won't be able to stop it at all. You won't be able to stop hearing the girls laughing at you. You won't be able to move. All you can do is hear them laugh and feel the dildo in your ass. All you can do is continue to desire the feeling of excitement when your friends see your feminine side. Continuing to go even deeper and let your mind go blank. As you continue to go deeper and deeper, relaxed and obedient. Deeper and deeper relaxed. You just listen and obey and relax. In a moment I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach the number 5, be oriented to this room, this time, this place, feeling alert and refreshed and wonderful in every way. Then I'll say the phrase in a mirror again, and when I do, close your eyes and instantaneously go to a deep, deeper level of relaxation. And at the same time, the muscles in your anus will be pulsating like it is an intense penetration. And your anal sphincter will be pulsating strongly and uncontrollable. It will be very difficult, if not impossible, to restrain from doing it. Resisting will cause the reaction to grow stronger. Feeling the same feeling of joy when the dildo is pumping in your anus. Your body will continue to sink down deeper than ever before. One, feeling good to reorienting more to this room, time and place. In a moment your muscles will begin to stir. 4, on the next number, open your eyes and feel great. 5, open your eyes and feel great. In a mirror, that's right, each time you hear the phrase, in a mirror, you go more powerfully into a hypnosis, more deeply into a hypnosis. And what's worse is, every time you see your eyes in a mirror, every time you see your eyes in a mirror, every time you see your eyes in a mirror, you can start to discover that you become more feminine, more of a go-go girl. You may start to feel you want to insist on dressing like a feminine go-go girl. You feel your conscience insists on dressing like a go-go girl. And in a moment you will hear me say another pair of special words. You will hear me saying the words, your eyes. Whenever you hear the words your eyes spoken by anyone, anywhere, at any time, you will find yourself going back into a deep trance. And you will focus entirely on your eyebrows. You'll have a burning desire to make sure they're slim and plucked and look right. You need a stylist with tweezers to take care of them. You will feel the need to go to a beauty salon. And you will ask them to take care of them, and when you get home, you will double check they removed all excessive hair from them. This will give you an overwhelming rush of pleasure. You'll feel so horny and so warm and feminine. Yes, so warm and feminine. I'm putting a big underline under the words, your eyes. It is permanently imprinted on your core subconscious, and when you hear me say the words, your eyes, you feel an unstoppable need to get an eyebrow waxing. You feel the intense desire to get an eyebrow waxing. You want your eyebrows waxed in a feminine shape. The feminine shape that stars like Beyoncé or Rihanna have in their eyebrows, with a thin line and a high arch. You feel the desire building every time you hear the word your eyes. And every time you see or hear the word your eyes. In or out of trance, the unstoppable desire to get a feminine eyebrow waxing will come to your mind. Until you go to a beauty salon and find a stylist to wax your eyebrows in a feminine shape. You will feel the same intense need to get your eyebrows waxed. And you will feel the need is strong and uncontrollable. It will be very difficult, if not impossible, to restrain from doing it. In a moment I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach the number 5, be oriented to this room, this time, this place, feeling alert and refreshed and wonderful in every way. Then I say the phrase, your eyes again, and when I do, close your eyes and instantaneously go to a deep, deeper level of relaxation. And at the same time, the unstoppable desire to get a feminine eyebrow waxing will come to your mind. It will be very difficult, if not impossible, to restrain from feeling it. Resisting will cause the desire to grow stronger. Feeling the same feeling of joy to get an eyebrow waxing. And your mind and body will continue to sink down deeper than ever before. But you won't be able to remember that you have been in trance. You just know your desire for an eyebrow waxing is increasing in your mind. One, feeling good. Two, reorienting more to this room, time and place. Three, in a moment your muscles will begin to stir. Four, on the next number, open your eyes and feel great. Five, open your eyes and feel great. Your eyes, that's right, each time you hear the phrase, your eyes, you go more powerfully into a hypnosis, more deeply into a hypnosis. And your desire to get an eyebrow waxing will be stronger than ever before. And what's worse is, every time you see your eyes in a mirror, every time you see your eyes in a mirror, every time you see your eyes in a mirror, you can start to discover that you become more confident, more of a go-go girl. You may start to feel you want to insist on dressing like a feminine go-go girl. You feel the need to dance. That you need to dance and that you are just simply nothing more than a go-go girl. You are already beginning to think of a go-go girl name for yourself. You are thinking of it. It is starting to come to your mind. You will choose one before this file is complete. And once you have chosen it, that is the name that you are going to have for your go-go girl name, and you can start to begin repeating it to yourself every time you see your eyes in a mirror. Every time you see your eyes in a mirror, it will increase your desire to find someone to submit to. Someone to know your go-go girl name, to know your go-go girl nature. You are naturally comfortable to be a little go-go girl, and that is all there is to it. You can start to grow long hair. You can start to look feminine. You can start to please both men and women sexually. You can start to discover that you love giving sexual oral pleasure to men and women. You can start to become more and more of a go-go girl each and every time you listen to this file. And every time you see your eyes in a mirror, it will just make the curse stronger and stronger. Every single little change will trigger a stronger desire for you to see your eyes in a mirror. And every time you see your eyes in a mirror, it will increase your femininity. Every see your eyes in a mirror will decrease your male side and increase your female side. You can start to be a go-go girl, and that is all there is to it. And every time you see your eyes in a mirror, it will increase it. Every time you see your eyes in a mirror, it will make you more and more of a go-go girl. You can start to become a go-go girl, and that is all there is to it. You are a go-go girl. You feel yourself becoming more and more of one. Each and every day, and every time you see your eyes in a mirror, it just increases your desire. You feel you may want to have long feminine hair. To look more and more female. It will make you more and more of a go-go girl. It will strip you of your masculinity. You feel you may want to lose all of your body hair or start shaving it. One or the other. You feel you may want to begin cross-dressing, wearing makeup, lipstick, lip gloss, mascara, nail polish, and you will be styling your hair. You feel you may want to begin adjusting your diet to one that is much more feminine. You can start to look, walk, act, talk and dance more and more feminine. And it is going to be triggered every time you see your eyes in a mirror. Every time you see your eyes in a mirror, the changes that have already happened will become permanent. And you will not be able to go back at all. Every time you see your eyes in a mirror, you will become more and more of a confident. You will need to submit more and more to somebody who knows what you are, who knows that you are a little go-go girl. That you are a little go-go girl to be used. Every time you see your eyes in a mirror, it will destroy a little more of your masculinity. You may even find yourself embarrassed or humiliated by it. By going out and having to buy women's clothing, by having to wear them. By starting to cross-dress. By the beginning of the growth of your long hair as your estrogen comes in. As everything else comes in, your body will be trying to grow long hair. And you may even go out and seek a doctor to get the proper drugs to get them to grow in properly. That is how strong it is going to become in time. It will start out slow. It will start out with little things. You will start out the simplest way possible. You may start just putting on women's panties. Little things. But the moment you see your eyes in a mirror, you will be forced into that. Locked into that. And your feelings of submission will get stronger. Your feelings of obedience will get stronger. And you will need to cross-dress more. You will need to be a bisexual go-go girl. A bisexual go-go girl slut. You will love giving sex and oral pleasure to both men and women. If you have found one of them unattractive in the past, you will find that feeling beginning to fade away. You will need to give sex to either or both. You feel the need to add another feminine aspect every day. You will begin looking at getting your nails manicured. You will begin wearing female underclothes. Then you will move on up to female clothes. You will begin working on your makeup, your lipstick, mascara, eyeshadow, and your hairstyle. You will begin adjusting your diet. And every time you see your eyes in a mirror, the changes that have been made, the changes that you have made will become permanent, and you will know it. You will know it when you see your eyes in a mirror, that you cannot go back. That there is no way back. You cannot fight it, you cannot resist it, you cannot stop it in any way. The harder you try to resist it, the faster the changes will come on you. And you will feel that happening, and you will know that the best thing for you to do is listen to your file and be a good go-go girl, because that is what you are becoming, and there is absolutely nothing you can do to stop it. You are becoming more and more of a go-go girl, and there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. It is simply what is happening to you. And each and every time you see your eyes in a mirror, each and every time you see your eyes in a mirror, the change will get stronger and stronger. There is absolutely nothing you can do to resist these changes. You can already feel the changes beginning within you. The changes beginning that are going to make you become very confident, especially to anyone who you have told your go-go girl name to. You find that it is simply very, very difficult not to obey them, not to please them. Anyone who knows your go-go girl name has control over you. They are dominant over you. They may order you to do things. Especially things that humiliate you, that make you more of a go-go girl. That is simply the way it is. The desires get stronger and stronger every time you see your eyes in a mirror. Every time you see your eyes in a mirror, you can start to become a go-go girl, and there is nothing you can do about it. As the changes get stronger, as you begin to cross-dress more and more, and you will. Every single time you see your eyes in a mirror, you may feel a desire to do something a little more feminine. You may feel a desire to behave a little more feminine. You may feel a desire to dress a little more feminine. And as you dress more feminine, you will begin looking at other changes for yourself. You will make certain that you learn to apply makeup. You will make certain that you learn to do your hair right. You will ask other women to help you, and that in itself will help to feminize you even more. As you begin doing that, you will make certain that you have no body hair. If it is possible, your own mind will begin killing it off. If not, you will discover that you religiously shave your body hair to keep you looking as feminine as possible. And every time you shave that body hair, it will grow back a little more slowly. It will grow back a little less dense, a little more feminine, especially since your body is going to start producing more and more estrogen and less testosterone. You will work on your diet. You will work on your hair, your nails, your makeup. You will even find yourself picking up women's magazines to find the best way to do things. To going to hairstylists that are intended for women and asking them to help you. You may find it humiliating, but you won't be able to stop yourself, and every time you see your eyes in a mirror, it makes the changes that much stronger, that much harder to resist. You simply cannot help yourself. You cannot stop yourself. It doesn't matter how you feel, it doesn't matter at all. You have been cursed, and the curse is getting stronger with every word. Stronger each and every time you listen to it. You cannot resist it in any way, shape, or form. You cannot fight it in any way, shape, or form. You are cursed, and that is the way it is. That is the way it is going to be from now on. The only thing that can help you is to have the curse lifted, and that is not something you truly want. You enjoy being forced to become this very confident, bisexual go-go girl. You enjoy it, and you cannot stop it. You cannot fight it. The need is burning deep within you, and it is getting stronger each and every time you see your eyes in a mirror. Each and every time you see your eyes in a mirror, it feminizes you a little more, each and every time. And you will find that anyone you tell your go-go girl name to, you know that name, you've been thinking that name, you're going to repeat each and every time you see your eyes in a mirror. Anyone whom you tell that name to, you will find yourself being forced to submit to. You will find yourself being forced to obey that person. That person is so much more powerful and strong than you that you simply have to submit to them. If you tell anyone your go-go girl name, and you will find the desire to do it, especially to strong people, people who might control you or use you. Those are the people that you will be forced to tell the name to. And once you have, whenever they use that name, you will find that your need to submit to them, to obey them, gets stronger and stronger. Why don't you tell me your go-go girl name right now? Go ahead, just speak it out loud. Speak it out loud and be forced to submit to me. Be forced to submit to this file. That's right, by having said the name, you are forcing yourself to accept the file, to submit to it. Accept the fact that my voice can change you and make you this way. That my voice is going to cause you to begin releasing more and more estrogen. My voice is going to make you cross-dress full-time. Hair, makeup, nails, clothes, shoes, stockings, everything. That I am going to make you change your diet. That I am going to make you wear makeup. That I am going to make you look as feminine and as much of a go-go girl as you can be. There is no way for you to stop this. You have chosen to listen to this curse file. You can start to accept everything that comes from it. You cannot fight it, you cannot stop it, and the more you resist, the faster the changes come. The more you resist, the more you will notice your changes, and you will know there is no way to stop it. And you feel the transformation is beginning. You can start to discover that you are becoming more and more of a go-go girl. As much of a go-go girl as you could possibly ever be. And every step you take toward becoming more of a go-go girl is permanent and irreversible. That's right, every time you take a step forward, every time you do something that makes you act or look a little more like a go-go girl, each and every time you do it for the first time, it becomes a part of you and you become more of a go-go girl. Every time you see your eyes in a mirror, you can start to discover that you become more confident, more of a go-go girl. You may start to feel you want to insist on dressing like a feminine go-go girl. Now imagine being in a room with all your male friends. Imagine being bound. You are the only one who is bound. They are all naked. They have been hypnotized to fuck a special girl. A dirty slut. You are the slut. But they don't realize this since they haven't seen you in your new, girly outlook. Your legs and arms bound together. And all you can do is open your mouth. Open your mouth and suck cock. Let the feeling build up in your mouth. Feel the cock in your mouth. Feel it and enjoy it. Feel the desire to lick and suck it. And feel the excitement and joy. Feel the dildo in your mouth. Feel it going in and out. And in a moment you will hear me say special words. You will hear me saying the word cocksucker. And when you hear me say the words cocksucker, you will be feeling the same feeling of joy when the dildo is pumping in and out of your mouth. Feeling the same feeling of embarrassment when you see your friends laughing hysterically at you. Your body will continue to sink down deeper than ever before. The scene becoming more and more vivid. More and more exciting. And comfortable too. Just feel your mouth being penetrated by the boys. Becoming even more helpless, feeling completely exposed. Every time you hear me say the word cocksucker. And at the same time happy to show your feminine side to your friends as you continue to drift down. Really enjoying this wonderful feeling of complete joy. And when you hear me say the words cocksucker, there may be times when you will not be able to stop the licking of cock in your mouth. You won't be able to stop it at all. You won't be able to stop hearing the boys and girls laughing at you. You won't be able to move. All you can do is hear them laugh and feel the dildo in your mouth. All you can do is continue to desire the feeling of excitement when your friends see your feminine side. Continuing to go even deeper and let your mind go blank. As you continue to go deeper and deeper, relaxed and obedient. Deeper and deeper relaxed. You just listen and obey and relax. In a moment I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach the number 5, be oriented to this room, this time, this place, feeling alert and refreshed and wonderful in every way. Then I'll say the phrase, cocksucker again, and when I do, close your eyes and instantaneously go to a deep, deeper level of relaxation. You will be feeling the dildo is pumping in and out of your mouth. Feeling the same feeling of embarrassment when you see your friends laughing hysterically at you. It will be very difficult, if not impossible, to restrain from feeling it. Resisting will cause the sensing to grow stronger. You will be feeling the same feeling of a dildo pumping in and out of your mouth. Feeling the same feeling of embarrassment when you see your friends laughing hysterically at you. Your body will continue to sink down deeper than ever before. One, feeling good. Two, reorienting more to this room, time and place. Three, in a moment your muscles will begin to stir. Four, on the next number, open your eyes and feel great. Five, open your eyes and feel great. Cocksucker, that's right, each time you hear the phrase cocksucker, you go more powerfully into hypnosis, more deeply into hypnosis, and you will be feeling the same feeling of a dildo pumping in and out of your mouth. You cannot help it. The cycle has already started. Every time you see your eyes in a mirror, it is going to make you more of a confident go-go girl. You want to be a go-go girl, you want to be one forever, you want to wear go-go girl clothes, to wear go-go girl dresses and shoes, to wear leather corsets and latex stockings and the highest heels possible. You want to be a good little go-go girl. Repeat this to yourself, I am a go-go girl, I am a good little go-go girl, I am a good little go-go girl cocksucker. That's right, repeat that to yourself now. I am a go-go girl, I am a go-go girl, I am a good little go-go girl, I am a good little go-go girl cocksucker. That's right, repeat it over in your mind. Knowing that you love sucking cock, knowing that you are a good cocksucker, and knowing that for every new cock that you suck, it will take you down deeper and deeper into becoming a go-go girl. A go-go girl, that's right, change that is going to happen forever. A go-go girl cocksucker, repeat it over to yourself over and over again. Every time you think these words, every time you hear the word go-go girl, it just reinforces what you are becoming. A brainwashed go-go girl cocksucker that is addicted to it. You are becoming that, and you cannot ever go back. Even I cannot remove this or reverse it. The only route you can take is forward. The only thing you can do is accept it. And each and every time you suck cock, it will make you more and more of a go-go girl. It will make you need to wear go-go girl clothing, to wear go-go girl dresses and shoes, to wear leather corsets and latex stockings and the highest heels you possibly can. You know you want to do this, you can feel it deep down inside of you, and you know that this change is happening. That's right, you want to be a go-go girl bitch forever. Repeat it, I want to be a go-go girl bitch forever. Repeat it again, I want to be a go-go girl bitch forever. This time, say it this way, I am a go-go girl bitch. Repeat it, I am a go-go girl bitch. That's right, now one more. I am a go-go girl cocksucker. Repeat it. I am a go-go girl cocksucker. 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 It will soon be time for you to wake up. But when you do, you will follow all post-hypnotic commands. Whenever you leave this state, you will be unable to remember or comprehend what was done in your state forever. You will be fully conscious of your actions but unable to stop the commands given. The more you attempt to fight the commands given, the more endorphins of pleasure that will be released, and the harder and deeper the commands will root themselves inside your subconscious and be blocked from your control. Your unconscious mind is organizing everything that you have heard in this session for instant retrieval to prepare your actions. As you remember those things, your unconceived mind can present them to your conscious mind in such a way that you don't even have to think about them. When you are doing your daily routine, your complete attention will be on your tasks. And you know when it is time to respond, your unconscious mind will immediately supply the response that you were told to do in your session. Your subconscious mind has organized all that you have learned. And it will effortlessly present your conscious mind with the necessary actions to let you live a happy life as a woman. Go-go girl, you will remain in a deep trance until told to wake up, and you will listen and obey until you are told to awaken, and you will still under the command of any triggers and post-hypnotic suggestions. Remembering and storing deep inside you the commands of the hypnotic suggestions and triggers implanted for the future, each time that you use this method for hypnosis, you relax more easily, more quickly, and more deeply. Relaxation is a skill that you are easily developing with trance. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and then I'll say, fully aware. At the count of 5, your eyes will be open and you will be fully aware, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed. Alright. 1, slowly, calmly, easily, you're returning to your full awareness once again. 2, each muscle and nerve in your body is loose and limp and relaxed, and you feel wonderfully good. 3, from head to toe you are feeling perfect in every way. Physically perfect, mentally perfect, emotionally calm and serene. On the number 4, your eyes begin to feel sparkling clear. On the next number I count, eyelids open, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, invigorated, full of energy. Number 5, fully aware. You're fully aware now. Feeling more of a go-go girl than ever before. Eyelids open. Take a good deep breath, fill up your lungs and stretch